Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, let's talk to the quarterback. Jared, thanks for being with us as always. We appreciate it. Congratulations on that win. That was something.
Hello.
Yeah, okay. All right, we were just talking about all that stuff happens, and yet your last three drives are must-have-it drives, and you guys come through. How satisfying is it? Touchdown drive, field goal drive, field goal drive.
Yeah, you know, we started to kind of get our feet underneath us there in the second half, and I thought the way that we called it in the second half was awesome, and getting the ball into Gibbs' hand, letting him move. You know, we got some good screens dialed up, and we just got a little confidence back. And I think once we got that touchdown, cut it to 6 points, I believe. And right then and there, we knew, all right, this is a whole new ball game. We can go win this thing. And I think it gave our defense a little bit more juice, and they kept playing their tails off. And I think their performance in the second half can't be overstated how great they played.
You know, it's funny because Lions fans and everybody watching, you guys have a critical third and six. You're on the edge of field goal range. There's a minute 40 to go in the game, and everybody is thinking Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I'm sure the Texans know it as well. But I feel like you guys have like this safety deposit box of plays for Amon-Ra that nobody can cover, that you break out at just the right time. Take us into that play. What made that play work, and why he's your go-to guy in those situations?
Yeah, you know, he's obviously, you know, everyone knows how great he is as a player, but they played zone coverage on that play, and we had a play up that works for kind of either man or zone, and he's got a few options of where he can go on that route, and kind of just found a space and put it on him. And when you got a guy like him who could play that way and is smart, and you can give him a route that has, you know, three different ways he can go, it makes my job a lot easier. And he got himself open and put it on him.
Do you wait for him to cut before you make that throw, or are you reading the same thing he is and saying, I know what he's going to do based upon what we're trained to do, and I'm throwing it to that spot, and he's going to be there?
That's correct. Yes. Wow. That's what we're doing. Wow.
Jamison Williams comes out of that game, and I got to believe he's bruised and battered, but I don't know if he needed to win anybody over, but my God, the respect you guys have for him. Going through what he did in that game, he was just, it was like a car accident every time.
Yeah, he's a tough kid, man, and he's a fun guy to play with. And I think that catch he had on that little curl route was indicative of that. It was a huge play for us. We were kind of still trying to get our feet underneath us at that point. And for him to hold on to that thing in traffic, that was, you know, one of the better catches, you know, I've been around. And he just keeps on coming along. And I think getting him back into the fold with us this week is huge.
Are you guys starting to get some Roll Tide chants going in the locker room, because you get some major contributions from the guys from Alabama?
Oh, yeah. You know, Brad loves those Bama guys. You know that. And those guys have been great for us. And obviously, yeah, it's been fun.
All right, so take us to the end of the game. You guys get into field goal range. Jake Bates and the field goal unit sent onto the game. Do you have a routine to watch a field goal like this? Do you go to one end or the other? Do you not watch? What do you do in those situations?
You know, I don't have any weird superstition about it. I watch, and, you know, hopefully he makes it and the game's over. And if not, we go to overtime. And sure enough, he made it. And had a lot of confidence in him, though. He just made the one previously from further out than that. Makes a ton of them in practice all the time, and from way further out than that, which is, you know, hard to believe, but he does. And so in we're inside, you know, we're only 52 yards. Had pretty good confidence in him to make that.
When he made it, you immediately hugged Coach Campbell, and you guys said something to each other. Can you share that, or is that private?
Yeah, I mean, I just expressed to him that's why our team is different, you know, because we can handle stuff like that. And he agreed.
At the end of the first half, it almost seemed like we're going to take a chance and kick a 65-yard field goal if that was going to be possible. Was that something that was on the table if you guys got anywhere in the 60-something range?
Oh, for sure. We would kick it from at least, for sure, 65. We would cut. We were on the minus 45, so we'd have to get another 10 yards or so, you know, maybe a little 7 yards or so. And, if we would have done that, we would have for sure kicked it.
All right, Za'Darius Smith, he got interviewed. We saw him during the game. He got interviewed after the game. He seems so fired up to be here. What do you see in your new teammate?
Yeah, a ton of energy. It's a lot of fun. You know, I've only played against him for years now, and to be in the same locker room with him, you get why guys love him and guys love playing with him. A ton of energy, fun to be around, smart player. good leader. You can already tell he's going to bring some young guys along with him, and obviously, hopefully, contribute on Sundays.
Can you describe what it's like after a game like this, and you're flying back, you're on the plane, you're there with all your teammates, you got a chance to kind of relax and maybe regale in it too. What's that flight like?
Yeah, it's fun. Those road wins are always fun, and you know, sometimes you're kind of talking with guys about how the game went, where you could have done better, and whatnot. But when it's overshadowed by a W, you kind of always end the conversation with a laugh, because it's like, all right, yeah, we could have done that better, but so be it. And we got the W, and we'll clean that stuff up this week and move on and be better. But yeah, there's certainly a lot of things that we can be better at. And we need to be if we want to keep on going on the right track.
Final thing from me along those lines about being on the road. I just can't get over the fans. I mean, they are taking stadiums over, and we ask you about it every week, but they might have actually caused a false start in somebody else's building. This is incredible.
Yeah, they did. They did. They did cause that false start. It was impressive. It really is. It's hard to believe and wrap your head around, but our fans are the best in the world, and I'm so lucky to play here in front of them. And the support they show me and the support they show us is second to none. And getting them on the road like that, it's really truly unbelievable. And we get one in front of them this week, and which feels like forever. So it'll be fun this weekend to be in Ford Field.
Got a little bit of off the wall question for you. Last one of the day. Dozens of monkeys escaped a research facility in South Carolina over the weekend. They've recovered most of them, but not all of them. What's the craziest animal encounter you've ever experienced?
Oh gosh. Oh, that's a tough question. Animal encounter, like in the wild, like in just like public,
just in real life. Yeah. Like, I can't believe there's a peacock walking across here. I didn't expect to see that today.
That's a good question. Maybe like a mountain lion, I guess. In Northern California, there's some mountain lions. I don't know if I've been like close enough to be in trouble by one, but I've seen them.
Wow. I think if you can see them, that sounds to me like close enough to be in trouble.
it's all right though.
Hey, Jared, stay away from the mountain lions. We appreciate your good work, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There he is, Lions quarterback Jared Goff, who joins us every Tuesday here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.